Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Artist Francesco Mattina has been accused of using AI. Marvel Comics gets a new logo. Batman dies, sort of. This is Comic Book Club News for June 18, 2024. This week's most buzzed about comics news story, artist Francesco Mattina has been accused of using AI for a variant cover for Superman number 18. Specifically, he's been accused by fellow comic book artists like Addy Granov, and not only that, his history of stealing others' artwork may go back decades. The news has been reported by multiple outlets, though as usual, The Beat has an extensive rundown on the situation. To summarize, Granov and others noted multiple visible errors on the Superman variant cover, including two little curls on the bottom of the Superman S symbol, earrings on Lois Lane in the wrong place, some floating graphical elements, and a general lack of cohesion to the cover. As Granov notes, it's just not a great cover, regardless of whether or not AI is being used. And while we here on the podcast stand firm on the idea that AI is theft, not creation, this could have been a one-off mistake. Except it's not. As detailed by a fan in a lengthy thread on X, formerly known as Twitter, Mattina has been accused of tracing other artists' work even pre-AI, including multiple covers for Marvel taken straight from art created for Sideshow Collectibles, and even a cover for Batman that was seemingly taken from a Batman convention sketch by Gabriel Del Otto. A Marvel talent coordinator even noted in the comments section on Granov's post that back in 2010, they were alerted to Mattina's potential theft and stopped working with him, until they started working with him again. As for DC, we've been told that the publisher has a long-standing policy in place that all artwork must be the artist's original work, and they are currently looking into the situation. More on this as it develops. Marvel Comics has a brand new logo, and everyone hates it. Stealthily introduced without much fanfare over the weekend, the new logo brings Marvel Comics in line with the same sort of logo as Marvel Studios, Marvel Animation, and Marvel Television. It replaces the previous logo, which has been in place in various forms since 2000. The old logo, which simply read Marvel in white letters on a red background, was first introduced on Marvel's Ultimate Comics line before moving to the main line proper. The look was tweaked slightly by graphic designer Ryan Hughes in 2012, and has remained consistent since then. Until now. The new look is not designed by Hughes, who divorced himself entirely from the new logo on a thread on X, and is currently driving font nerds insane, because despite setting the word comics with a white bar on the top and the bottom, which on the surface seems similar to the Marvel Studios logo, it's actually an entirely different font for no particular reason. Also confusing, reportedly the logo won't be used on Marvel's comics, just for corporate branding, PR, and social channels. So if that is accurate, and we did reach out to Marvel Comics for confirmation, but did not receive word back by recording time, Marvel Comics is getting a new logo. but not for comics. Time to make yet another new logo, I guess. In the latest issue of DC Comics Batman, Bruce Wayne dies. Sort of. Spoilers past this point. In today's Batman 149, Batman is dealing with the aftermath of his fight with Failsafe, an evil robot who did a lot of stuff, including cloning Bruce Wayne to make itself a new Robin. That clone is initially a younger version of Bruce without many of his memories. But as we learn in this issue, to age him up to fighting form, Failsafe also sped up his aging process. So over the course of the issue, this version of Bruce grows to the same age as Batman, a little bit older, and finally becomes an old man before dying. In this way, the Bruce Wayne we've been following gets to literally bury the old version of himself so he can move on to a more productive, more open status quo with the extended Bat family, where they all live in a house together, like something out of the real world. Bruce burying himself is, of course, a neat metaphor from writer Chip Zdarsky, and a way of killing off Batman, or at least Bruce Wayne, while still giving him a new lease on life. Oh, plus the clone chops off his own hand so Batman can replace the robot hand he's had with a real human hand. But forget I said anything about that, it's pretty messed up. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I'm no doctor, but that's not how hands work. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.